Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out our blog, which is right there on the homepage. And everything that we do, everything we've done this week and last week, we bring it right up front for you so you can get it. It's very handy to use. And also the schedule page, any interview you want to hear over again, and just that interview, you can also find that on the schedule page for this week. We always replace that every week. Let me introduce you to Tim Sheehy. Tim is president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. That's the Chamber of Commerce there in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's a great city, good beer, good bratwurst, good baseball. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here, Jim.
Beer, bratwurst, and baseball. Does it get any better than that, Tim?
It doesn't.
And if it's in Milwaukee.
That's right.
God's in his heaven and all right with the world.
Image that's carried Milwaukee for years and probably will continue to do so.
Right. How's Miller doing there in Milwaukee?
Miller's doing good. They're actually they're still headquartered in Milwaukee, yeah. One of the breweries that's still there.
And been to that brewery?
Owned by SAB, which is a conglomerate out of London and South Africa.
Right. Yeah, things are changing, aren't they?
They are.
And you got a new baseball stadium.
How
do the folks like that? Do they miss the old stadium?
I think people do always miss the old ballparks, but the new stadium is an economic necessity for the business of baseball. It's a beautiful park. It's called Miller Park, after the brewery, and a retractable roof. You know,
that makes a lot of sense in Milwaukee, doesn't it?
Right. But like all parks, what goes on with the team is what counts.
That's exactly right. Tell us about the economy in Milwaukee. How's it going up there?
The economy in Milwaukee is going well. I think that small business owners in particular, their bottom lines are probably a little bit better than how they feel about their business. It's been a rough couple
years.
Tell
us what you mean by that.
Well, what I mean by that is they've come out of a rough couple years. Milwaukee is second in the country in terms of the percentage of its workforce in manufacturing.
Right.
So it's been a challenge for small manufacturers
Really a couple of decades.
Yeah.
Been tough, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I think they're coming out of it, but they realize where they were coming from, and I think they're paying down their debts. They're cautious with new capital purchases.
Becoming more efficient.
Yeah, and new hiring.
Technology, blending more technology realizing that if they need 10 things done, maybe they only need to hire 4 people instead of 10 people.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think the other thing, especially in Milwaukee, is no longer can you have a good alarm clock and a strong back and expect to find a good paying job.
Right.
So,
right.
Small businesses and the people they employ have got to get more productive, more
skills.
Innovative, and really become lifelong learners.
Right. Exactly. Well, now, I know you've made a lot of trips to China recently, and I want you to, in a little bit, we'll talk about that.
Sure.
Tim's an expert in working with the Chinese, and we're going to get him to talk to us about that in just a little bit. But what do you see, the small business members of your chamber, what are you seeing their world? How is their world? How is it changing in Milwaukee?
Well, I think the world is changing from the perspective, and we'll talk about it, is they're becoming global suppliers.
They're realizing that they have to be.
Yeah.
Or they won't make it.
That's right. And so it's having a platform in Milwaukee that allows them to serve their customers across the U.S. and across the world. And that requires, as I said, innovation, productivity, and it requires the owner themselves and their workforce really to be lifelong learners and really to kind of continue to evolve and grow their business because it's so easy for a disruptive technology to come in and just turn their business paradigm upside down.
Paradigm shift overnight can happen. Exactly. You know, I think people who are are introduced to what you just said, how things can change so much, and the new way of doing business, the global way of doing business. I think there are two kinds of folks. There are the people who deny it and who refuse to accept it, and of course they die, they become extinct professionally. And then there are the people who get excited about that. They see that, and they get excited about that, and they say, hey, I want a piece of that, and they make it happen.
That's right.
And there are people like that in big businesses and small business. There are employees who like that, employees who are, you know, who are like both in both stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The technology. What's Milwaukee doing to help small business owners with the technology?
Well, I think that technology is a core component. As I've said before, you can't stay in touch with your customer base. You can't stay in touch on a global basis without a technology. I mean, people use it every day in their communication. They use it in managing their customers. And so I think it's a critical component all the way down from the technology that hangs on your belt now.
Right.
But it's a great source for allowing a small business really to compete on a global platform. Without technology, wouldn't be able to do it.
What's your chamber doing to help those folks and to get them involved in that? And how many members do you have in your chamber?
We have a little over 2,000 members, employ about 300,000 people in the region.
Right.
The backbone of our chamber, like most chambers, 90% of them are small employers, and they really drive our economy. They drive this nation's economy.
Right.
And I think it's just a tremendous resource of innovation.
Well, there's no question about it. What would you say to a small business out there? My audience knows that I ask them, are you a member of your chamber? And if you're not, I want to know why. What would you say to someone who was thinking about joining the Milwaukee Chamber?
Well, what we would tell them is that, which they know out there, is it's a tough environment. And we have a particular program for business owners. It's a roundtable. It's an informal board of directors, about 10 or 12 non-competing businesses. And they really kind of ramp up their learning curve. They earn from each other.
So you create peer groups?
Peer groups. Uh-huh. And we have probably 500 business owners in these peer groups. They meet once a month.
What a great idea.
They've been around for, some of them have been in these peer groups for 15 years. And you'll hear small business owners tell you it's the best meeting they have every month.
Absolutely. So they meet once a month.
Yep.
And there are no competitors in the group.
No competitors in there.
Confidentiality rules.
Right. And they talk about personnel issues. They share their financials with each other.
Right. And the chamber is the driving force of this.
We are.
You guys are the nexus of all that. Well done, Tim. That's very good. I can see why small business owners would want to be a member of your chamber. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about China and the fact that we got to make them our partner, not our competitor, right? Tim Sheehy and I will be right back, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. Stay with me.
In any amusement hall, that damn dumb fly kid sure plays a mean pinball.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the best. Don't regret.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Tim Sheehy. By the time we get together in Sacramento, Tim will be old friends, right?
That's right, Jim.
Tim is president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, and that's another way of saying Chamber of Commerce. And he's also the head of ACCE's Metro Cities Council. What does that mean, Tim?
It's the 50 largest metros in the U.S.,
yeah.
And the people that run those chambers, a great way to network and learn from each other. And you tend to find that a lot of the challenges that small businesses place, or a lot of challenges that government place on small businesses, kind of flow through these metro chambers. And so it's a good early warning system.
So you become advocates.
We do.
And I appreciate that. So you ride herd on that herd of cats. Huh?
Yeah.
I've met some of those guys. That's a tough book. Yeah. That's a tough crowd. Okay. One of the things that that we talk about quite a bit on this show is the fact that globalization is real. I say that we've got to make China a partner, not a competitor. I think Lou Dobbs is dangerous. You know, his outsourcing America theme that he promotes. I don't think he gets the whole story. He only gets half the story. I know that China has hurt some of your manufacturers, but what are you going to do? You know, it's not like they're, it's not like somebody's done something evil. It's the natural way of things. The marketplace is seeking its own level, just like water, isn't it? We now have the ability to export everything quickly. So the marketplace is going to go where the least resistance is. And we can't, if we deny that, then we're basically just going to become a Tyrannosaurus Rex. We're going to become extinct. So we got to get involved and make it work for us. And that's what you guys are trying to do in Milwaukee, isn't it?
Yeah, we are. I mean, you can look at China as a job maker. You can look at it as a job taker.
Say that again.
You can look at China as a job maker or a job taker.
And it's going to become, and it'll be whichever one. And you get right. You get to decide that, don't you?
Well, that's what you want to do is be in a position to decide that.
Right.
So what we try to do is work with our small business owners in particular, because China has such a tremendous impact on them. They can follow their suppliers. They can follow people over to China to do business over there. But once they're over there, what we try to open their eyes to is the tremendous market, the 1.3 billion people in China.
Customers.
And so it becomes an opportunity not only to supply people that are doing business in China, but also to do business themselves in China. And as the Chinese market grows, they're now coming to the U.S. looking to sell in the U.S. Another opportunity for small businesses. So it is kind of the global food chain, and we're trying to get people to kind of compete on the high end there.
Well, exactly. Frédéric Bastiat, that great French economist and comedian in the 19th century, said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'd a lot rather be exchanging products with China than intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Right. And it's you know, to show you how important it is to our chamber, in the last 18 months, I've spent 45 days in China.
Wow.
We've had 4 trade missions going over there. We've set up a sister city relationship.
What's the sister city?
It's Ningbo. It's a small city in China of about 7 million people.
A small city of 7 million in China.
Yeah, that's
funny.
It's a different perspective,
yeah.
But I think that, you know, what we've seen is just every smaller employer that's gone over there has just seen tremendous opportunity.
Mm. Well, give us an example of some of those opportunities.
Sure. The opportunities are as the Chinese government starts to spin out the state-owned businesses, there are opportunities to partner up with small business owners in China who are picking up pieces of those business and looking for joint venture partners.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of opportunity for smaller employers supplying large companies like GE, the automotive makers, and it just almost any product or service you can find, there's a growing market for it in China.
Are you seeing opportunity outside of the manufacturing realm?
Yeah, a lot of service opportunities in China. As that economy evolves, they're looking for the same types of business services that we have here in the U.S. And it's also a tremendous opportunity to kind of change the cost basis for smaller employers.
Really? Now, tell us about that.
Well, it's called global outsourcing, but
right.
it's really an opportunity to kind of lower your costs by providing some of the work. It could be some of the raw materials and the components in China, and then use those as a part of what a small business would provide here.
We've had more and more small business owners who you don't think of, I don't think of as heavy manufacturers. Maybe they're just assemblers, and they're these are not big companies at all.
Yeah.
And they're finding a component, an element of their operation in China, wherever it may be, overseas, that's doing that job more efficiently, and they bring it back. It's just one piece of the puzzle, and it's helping them to become successful.
It has, and there are some tremendous barriers to reaching
right.
that far.
Right.
The language, the protocols,
the culture,
the contracts. In China, the contract is a starting point. In the U.S., it's the end point. So there are some hurdles that smaller employers face over there. But I think, how can you ignore a market of $1.3 billion?
You can't do it. That's a billion customers. Give us your website, Tim.
The website is www.mmac.org.
M?
MMAC.org.
That's the Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce website?
Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce.
There you go. Tim, thanks for being here.
Congratulations
on the great job you're doing with in Milwaukee.
Good. Thanks for the show, too.
Yeah, thanks. Tim Sheehy, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. He and I will be right back after. No, actually, I'll be back with Charlie Anderson right after these messages. We're celebrating his 200th anniversary in about 6 months. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.